1,000 square foot foundation. Call
43. Well, good afternoon, everyone on KPRL. Today, we are Kenny and Darsha here for Open Mic Friday. And we had a moment of silence there for everyone as we are looking into exactly what's going on with our high technology. And anyway, so Kenny and Darsha, today anyone can call in, and I am to remind everyone that all it takes is a phone call or a text, and that we will change the subject. If you don't like what we're talking about, you can call in and change the subject. And if you do like what we're talking about, you can call in and you can ask questions. And we appreciate this is an audience participation day.
Yep. Sorry for this is the second week in a row that I've disproven Kevin's theory that a trained monkey could do this job, but it's not my fault. I won't take responsibility, which is probably the theme of our show today, whether people are going to take responsibility or not.
I'm looking for accountability in the way that. I think most of the country just says, you know what has been going on the last, we'll call it, we can start with a week, 2 weeks, 6 months, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, but there's been a whole movement that is really meant to undermine our society and Western civilization, if you want to call it that. So I'm an American. My ancestors fought in the American Revolution. I want to uphold the Constitution, so I consider myself a conservative, meaning I want to conserve the Constitution and the law of the land. And I attended some meetings this week. Kenny, you were attending some meetings week. And perhaps we can get into that a little bit later on this afternoon. But also have some hope, some things that are starting. Finally, the dust has settled and is being dusted off, and things are coming to light. So when I've talked about elections, I've talked about smurfing, I've talked about all kinds of things that are happening, and they're now coming to light. That as they start to unfold, that people can finally maybe see how deep and wide this has affected every single one of us. The bureaucracies, the regulations, the quote government, and in my opinion, of course, most of these things that we're experiencing that just feel oppressive are because we haven't been able to have real, actual, accurate elections where people want to participate in a way that they are making our communities better for their constituents. And so when you don't have to serve your community and protect your community, it makes it It's the corruption. We'll just call it corruption. Yeah. We'll put it with a big C. So your school board, Kenny, you had a meeting Tuesday night. How did that go? What issues have you been dealing with on the school board, and where do we go from there?
Well, first, I'm going to hit the red button.
Maybe we'll have someone change the subject.
Caller, go ahead. You're on the air and save me from having to answer that question.
Kenny, I'm going to leave the school board alone. They're hopeless. But anyway, Darsha, what's going on in Georgia? They said that they've recounted the hand counted, and it's all accurate. But I thought that there was more ballots than they had registered voters.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up.
She's staring at me because I told her not to bring that up until the end of the show, but caller's rule. Go ahead.
Well, Georgia's definitely on my mind. I'll put it that way. So Fulton County, Georgia is the election integrity gift that keeps on giving. So we've had several court cases there, and one in particular is huge. It's been ongoing for probably 5 or 6 years, and then got wrapped up into the Fulton County, Georgia 2020 election. It's actually all of Georgia, but specifically there are two or three counties that are kind of the worst of the worst. But Fulton County is ground zero for the 2020 election, where literally pallets of ballots were arrived in Fulton County, Georgia. And what it comes down to is they use the Dominion machines to do the tabulating and the counting and the e-poll books that are all wrapped up into this, so that what gets counted is a ballot image, not necessarily the ballot. And so in Fulton County, Georgia, one of the main issues that's out there that's considered evidence is that they have 19,000 more images of votes than they actually have ballots. Another one that came out several weeks ago was about 315,000 ballots that had come in from people that were unknown or hadn't requested their ballots. So they have absentee ballots that we used to have in California. Now we have 100% mail out of the ballots. But in Georgia, they still have the system where you have to request an absentee ballot, and then you receive the absentee ballot, then you vote on the ballot, and then you submit, you turn it in. Well, what happened with these 315,000 additional ballots was that they weren't requested, and they weren't requested before they were received. So there's some trouble in River City. We'll call it trouble in Atlanta. Now, Kenny, and thank you for it. Did I answer your questions? What actually happened yesterday or day before now, I guess, day before yesterday, is that the FBI has made the Fulton County, Georgia Elections Center a crime scene. There is the yellow tape around it, and they have, quote, raided the elections offices and the warehouse where the ballots were stored. So yeah, those ballots have been seized, and my understanding is that all of the election material, so the federal provision is that it must be maintained for 22 months if you have a federal election, all of the precinct materials, everything. Well, that has been in a case called Curling, like curling your hair, Curling versus Raffensperger, and Raffensperger is the Secretary of State of Georgia. So that case has been ongoing, and because of that, they subpoenaed all the records, and all of the records were required to be preserved. So that's why we still have 2020 ballots that are out there, and that's what they were seizing, all of the election material, 2 days ago.
Now, how is California doing on getting a ballot or a referendum matter on the ballot to require voter ID and hand-counted ballots?
Well, the voter ID, Carl DeMaio's group, Reform California, has been out there and done a really pretty amazing job. I think he's a better fundraiser than thinking that having voter ID will solve the election problems. It is wholly insufficient to solve where we are now. But voter ID, so do you show your identification to the mailbox when you put your vote by mail ballot into the mail? So it, what we need is in person one day, show up with a paper ballot and have it hand counted. And until we have that, we will not have a secure election. That every electronic device, in fact, that Curling versus Raffensperger case is where Alex Halderman, who is a computer scientist from the, I think either Michigan State or University of Michigan, Michigan State, I think, and he came and testified in open court about the Dominion ICX machines, which is what is available supposedly for disabled community to be able to have a touchscreen and place their vote on that touchscreen and have it print out a ballot. So
yeah.
In open court, he hacked that.
To purge the registration of people that haven't voted for a long time.
Yes, that's also a movement all across the country because we have, in California, we have the VoteCal system, and that is statewide. And so the Secretary of State essentially sends to each county saying, here's your voter rolls, here's your list of registered voters, and this is who you need to send out a vote-by-mail ballot to every single one of these. Now, what's not on there on the voter rolls is send two or three or four or even five ballots out to each person on that list. So the purging is supposed to occur according to the federal law. The purging is supposed to occur if you have not voted in a two federal elections out of 5 years. So the most recent two federal elections, once you have not voted in those, you should get moved to inactive status. You're still registered. You can still go to a poll and vote. But the names and addresses from those voter rolls should be purged after you have become inactive for more than two out of, it's actually just two, I think is how the law is stated. So that has not been happening and needs to happen.
Okay, thank you. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks so much. And so in Fulton County, Georgia, where that case where Alex Halderman was in open court and he actually came in to testify as an expert witness, Curling versus Raffensperger, he actually borrowed the pen from the defense attorney, said, can I borrow your pen? Takes the pen and goes over to the ICX. It might be an ICE machine, which is called ImageCast Evolution, I believe. Then there's ICX, is ImageCast X. And what it does is it's basically a touchscreen. So he used the pen to push the little button on the side that starts it up in safe mode. And in safe mode, he was able to alter a few lines of code. And what he showed in open court in front of the judge, and it's in the transcript of the court case, it shows that he was able to change a vote from, and the people he used was George Washington and Benedict Arnold. So instead of a vote that went in for George Washington, it was flipped and changed to Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, I had a conversation with my sister, who is the Georgia version of Darcia Stebbins, in terms of fascination or obsession with election integrity. But she's been involved with what's going on. She lives outside of Atlanta in Carroll County. And she bent my ear this morning at about 6 a.m. on what went on yesterday. And there's an interview on the internet.
I think it was InfoWars.
Yeah,
I
forgot his name. The MyPillow guy.
Mike Lindell TV.
Lindell TV, he's on there. So it's the founder of Overstock.com,
Peter Byrne,
who's being interviewed. And what he what he basically said in the interview is there. The big thing that they got yesterday were all the pallets of ballots that were from 2020. And what they also got were hard drives, and that they have, unbeknownst to whoever they are in this case, unbeknownst to they or them, the FBI had five hard drive images, and it shows that the hard drives were tampered with. And
shocking.
Yeah. So.
And keep in mind
that indicates to me that there was an insider, that there was a good guy inside the election process in Fulton County, because somebody had to get those images, and they were able to look at the images before, and now they can go back and look at the ones after. So it'll be interesting. Just to go back to voter ID here in California, bring us back to the West Coast.
Or the left coast.
Yeah. But Georgia has voter ID. And I want to bring that up because to Darsha's point, she's smiling now because I'm saying something nice about her. But to Darsha's point, voter ID is not the end-all be-all. I'm voting for it, and it's a step in the right direction, and it will help the problem. But it's not going to solve the problem. And because Georgia has pretty, I'm looking at the Georgia voter identification requirements right now, and you have to have a picture ID when you show up. And it's got to be either state or federal ID. So even with that, you had apparent rampant fraud.
And also in Georgia, it is against the law to do ballot harvesting. So you can only bring in your ballot, and I think they maybe extend it to family members or members of the same household, but it is at some point in time, it was illegal to turn in more than your ballot and your household's ballot. And that was the 2000 Mules movie.
Right.
So Georgia has, it's just like Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws, but you have more gunfire every single day in Chicago. So it's not about the laws. It's about the enforcement of the laws. And it's about following, that those laws and those procedures, they have to be followed. And there are certain internal controls that are in place, that's great. But if they're not enforced, they're not followed. If they're not enforced, you might as well not have them. So
yeah, gets back to that whole accountability responsibility thing.
Well, I believe that things are finally coming out, and I believe that there is accountability in sight. I appreciate that Tulsi Gabbard came on and said months ago, we have evidence that these machines and the electronic voting devices and the electronic counting have been tampered with, can be tampered with, and have been tampered with, and they've been going through the process. So
yeah, and now the other thing that I find interesting is, you know, her position, the one being the lead in this. She's the director of national intelligence, and she was also interviewed yesterday. And basically said that, you know, they have evidence that it was Barack Obama behind the Russiagate.
Russia.
So. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air with Darsha.
Welcome.
I'll try to be brief, but there's a good analogy I heard. It's if Fulton County's like a kid going, "Mom, you can't go in my sock drawer. There's nothing in there, of course, but don't go in my sock drawer. You're not allowed to go in there." So I heard a much funnier version of it. I'm working on being able to wield, but yeah, there's nothing to see here. But how dare you take a look? That's all I got.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's the interesting part of that analogy is the Georgia State Election Board had appointed a Republican to Fulton County's election commission.
Mm-hmm.
and the Democrats refused to seat her. And so you had a legal fight for several months to get her seated. And once she got on the board in December, all this stuff started coming out. So don't look at my sock drawer.
Thanks for calling in. All right, so we will go to our break, and please support our sponsors and love to hear from you texting, calling in KPRL, 238-KPRL.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Discover Restaurant Month at Cello Restaurant and Bar, located at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Savor a thoughtfully crafted prefix menu showcasing locally sourced ingredients, including local lamb, house-made pasta, and seasonal produce, prepared with Italian inspiration. Each course is complemented by optional wine pairings, thoughtfully selected to enhance flavor. Restaurant Month starts in January from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Cello Restaurant and Bar, where cuisine meets purpose.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric, call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
All right, we're back. We're gonna finish out the discussion of election integrity or the lack thereof, and we're gonna try to bring it back local and talk about some of the stuff that's going on in the state of California. And one of the callers had asked about the voter rosters, and there was an actual article that came out in the Gateway Pundit Monday, I can't remember what day it was, but earlier this week, and I sent it to Darsha, which really got her excited because she felt that I was confirming what she had been saying all along. But
it's not news until it's actually in the Gateway Pundit.
Until somebody else besides Darsha brings it up, and that's her husband feels the same way. But the article actually ties back to Paso Robles, doesn't it?
Yeah, so what I have been talking about the last probably year and a half when I started researching is that there are, through Act Blue and Win Red, which are the Democratic Party's funding source, and Win Red is the Republican Party, but that what's been happening is that there's something called smurfing that ends up where somebody's name and address and their credit card number without the three-digit CVV is being used for small dollar donations so that it's not flagged, but there are thousands of small dollar donations under, say, Kenny's name that are going to
and these small dollars are
NGOs.
Or how much? They're like five.
you know, it might be $12.38, or it might be $29.04. And
but it's always below the legal reporting threshold.
Correct. And over the course of thousands, we have one person here locally that I had mentioned in the Paso Robles zip code, 93446 zip code, that had, when I looked at it, over 5,000 transactions in a year and a half posted in his name and his address. And it's publicly available.
For how much?
The total at that point
was over 300,000, if I remember.
Yeah, that's now they're looking at Mark Kelly's campaign. And so in Mark Kelly's campaign, the Paso Robles person has supposedly contributed $344,000 or something to Mark Kelly's campaigns. What the important part is that these people often have no idea that their name is being used. And so you have, this is the money laundering. It's structured money laundering where other funding comes in from dark money sources, foreign sources, allegedly, I guess I have to say. And that goes into the political campaigns and through the committees. And so when we're looking at where is everyone, you know, where is all this money coming from? Why are these people funded? You can go right to the FEC.gov website and you could spend thousands of hours doing searches and things. And it's really interesting. But I wanted to just let people know that if your name, you can go look yourself up. And if your name is on there showing that, you know, hundreds of transactions that you did not, in fact, make, then that's what smurfing is about. It's where there's been money coming into, let's say, Act Blue. That's one of the biggest ones. But there's Citizens Against Citizens United, and there's various other committees and campaigns. And millions and billions, and even, I believe it's probably up to trillions of dollars, but certainly billions of dollars have gone into political campaigns, mostly within the last five years.
So this is essentially, to sum it up in layman's terms, it's money laundering, for lack of a better term.
And elder abuse, identity theft, all of those things.
And do we know who the actor, you mentioned Act Blue and whatever the
WinRed.
WinRed. They're not the only actors.
Absolutely, I mean, not. It's just that
this is an area where you could have any sort of criminal entity, domestic or foreign, that could be involved in pushing money into a local, state, or federal election.
Let's say a Learing Center in Minneapolis gets funding, and then they make I say Learing. The Learing Center gets funding, let's just say, hypothetically. Then they, in turn, make contributions to their favorite political party, and then they're funded, and they're perpetuating the funding of other political organizations that then are well-funded to support these causes.
Okay. And that's, you know, after the break, you know, we're going to get into some of the school board stuff. I want to talk about, you know, the Paso Robles Public Educators.
And I do too.
Performance the other night, which is I would argue is another form of money laundering. But this is a problem that really is going to have to be overcome. And the reason I highlight the fact that this could, it's not just Act Blue, but foreign entities. You know, this Peter Schweitzer book that's coming out right now about the silent coup and how immigration's being used. The thing that scares me the most of what I've heard so far is that with the baby factories and the Chinese coming to the United States to have babies, you've got potentially 1.8 million Chinese that are going to be able to vote in the 2028 election. That should scare everybody right now. All right, long break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.